This is Dr. Mintras. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alex Hudencia, Alex Hudencia. Date of birth 01/28/1933. Date of appointment 11/13/2025. Requesting physician David Lai, DAVID LIU. Dear Dr. Lai, I have the pleasure of seeing Alex Hudencia today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 92-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who fell on 09/02/2025. He fractured the left hip on 09/04/2025, had a partial hip replacement done in the hospital of Cooperstown. 09/11/2022, he went to the nursing home for subacute rehab. Since then, he's there. After the surgery, his confusion started. Even before surgery, he was having some confusion, but now it is more. He sees the things which are not there. His short-term memory is not good. Before this, he was living home with his daughter. He was driving, he was walking, he was riding a bike. His balance is off. He was using cane for that. Left hip is okay. Now, daughter take care of the financial issues. Not sleeping well at night. Past medical history. History of pulmonary embolism, non-rheumatic aortic valve stenosis, essential hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer of the prostate. Cataract, insomnia, adjustment disorder, hypoxemia, vitamin D deficiency, history of encephalopathy, constipation, osteoarthritis, restless leg, restlessness and agitation, past surgical history, left hip surgery, colonoscopy, open reduction internal fixation of the olecranon process due to ulnar fracture, cataract surgery, bilateral total knee replacement, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, cholecalciferol, Lasix, Maxitrol, Miralax, Preservision, Trazodone, Alec is 5 milligram 2 times daily. Tylenol, artificial tear. Socialisty, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, he has 4 children, family esteem, mother, father deceased, one brother deceased, one sister deceased, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having memory issue, agitation, hallucination, difficulty walking, balance problem, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did mini mental status examination and he scored 21 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Patient came to the office in a wheelchair. He has a difficulty walking. Assessment and plan, 92-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease, late onset. Number 2, agitation. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, bilateral hearing loss. Number 5, hallucination. Next paragraph. I would like to start Seroquel 25 milligram 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 2 PO daily continue. He might need separate medication for Alzheimer's disease. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months.